The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Peter, great to have you on. Let's start with the basics. For anyone who's new to Quantum Data Energy story, can you give us a quick overview of who you are and what the company does?
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me. Yes, Quantum Data Energy PLC, or QDE, is a UK-based revenue-generating independent energy company. We are listed on the London Stock Exchange main market. Our core business model is focused on generating electricity supply into the UK national grid, mainly to balance intermittent renewables. So that means when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine, and especially wind being a very large part of the UK energy mix, you know, we step in and we balance the UK national grid in order to avoid blackouts. So essentially, we help to keep the lights on 24/7, 365. So that's our core business model. We've got existing assets in production. We've got a portfolio of development projects. So all of that's going very well. The numbers out of that's looking great. And we've got a new strategy where we apply our core business model, but instead of in front of the meter into the UK national grid, we do that behind the meter and we sell to the likes of AI data centers, which is very complementary to our business model. So in a nutshell, that's who we are and that's what we do.
Now, you've got a portfolio of power assets across the UK, most notably, I suppose, Paybridge in Derbyshire. You've got Broadsley in Birmingham and Hindlip in Worcestershire. How did those sites perform through the first quarter and what role do they play in the bigger picture?
Our Paybridge 8.1 megawatt power station is our flagship asset at the moment. That's been in production since the start of 2024, following the successful completion of its refurbishment program. In Q1 2026, Paybridge generated and sold 3.3 gigawatt hours of electricity, which is a 61% increase compared to its production in Q1 2025. So we're very excited and very proud of the performance of Paybridge. And that creates our foundation, of course, and improves our business model. Secondly, we've got our Hindlip 7.5 megawatt power station that's currently in construction. It's entered its final phase of construction. So that's all going according to plan and within budget. And we expect the completion of that construction and the start of commercial production in Q3 2026. So that's around the corner. And then we've got our most recently our Bordersley 5 megawatt power plant that's achieved financial close and started construction, and we expect the completion of the construction there and the start of commercial production in Q4 2026. So all of these assets fits into our core business model, and as I just mentioned, you know, all of that's to help keep the lights on in the UK.
Now you've also been making progress on securing non-dilutive project-level financing. For investors who may not be familiar with that term, what does it mean in practice, and you know, why does it matter for them as shareholders?
So typically what happens is, that's one of the strategies that we deploy is we develop our own projects in-house. So as opposed to buying projects from third-party developers at a significant premium, we develop in-house ourselves, and once a project reaches financial shovel-ready stage, meaning it's got all the core elements in place to start construction, such as planning consent, grid connection offer, gas connection offer, property rights, etc., we need CapEx funding to start the construction. Now, these assets being infrastructure type assets are fairly capital intensive. And what we do in order to limit dilution for PLC shareholders as we partner with credible third-party investors to co-invest with us at project level. So they come in, they put in a significant portion of the CapEx funding in exchange for a piece of the equity in the project, but that limits our capital contribution. And in exchange, we still own a significant equity portion of the asset, the associated share of revenue. It increases our portfolio of megawatts of production. And importantly, at this stage where we are, it limits our capital contribution from PLC and dilution for our shareholders.
Looking ahead, then, and I appreciate there's a limit to what you can say, but what are the key themes or milestones that investors should be watching out for over the next 12 months?
Yes, so we've got three growth strategies running in tandem at the moment. We've got our development strategy, and I've touched on that just now, where we develop projects in-house. That's going very well. There's a lot of savings to be had there because, historically we acquired development projects from third-party developers at significant premiums. We're now developing in-house at a significantly reduced cost, and also importantly in high demand areas where we want to build the assets. So that's the first. The second is acquiring existing brownfield projects. The benefit there is we go in, apply limited capital, limited remedial work, and it's much quicker to income production. So that's our second strategy. And then third, and most recently, our AI data center strategy, where we apply our core business model behind the meter, and we provide power supply to AI data centers. And we expect to make progress across all three of those strategies over the next 12 months, ultimately to get to our initial target of 300 megawatts.
There's huge focus right now on AI and data centers, and the demand for power is growing rapidly. How does quantum data energy fit into that opportunity, and what gives you confidence that you can scale to something like 300 megawatts or even beyond?
Yes, so AI data centers, although it's a booming market, it's got very big challenges in the UK and globally, and mainly being access to grid power, right? So especially in the UK, where the national grid is very constrained, typically an AI data center can't get a grid connection for many years, and even when they can, it doesn't provide 100% reliable power. And that's where we come in. We supply reliable, resilient power supply to the data center behind the meter, and that's a very critical piece of the puzzle at the moment. And there's a very big demand for that. So we expect the AI data center sector in the UK to grow significantly over the next few years. And the main constraint there, one of the main constraints there, is power supply. And we solve that problem. So we're very confident that that new strategy of ours will make a significant contribution to QDE's portfolio of megawatts.
That's fascinating. Now, we've had a number of investors sending questions around, volatility in the global energy markets, including geopolitical tensions, such as the situation in Iran at the moment, and no one quite knows what Trump's going to say next. So the markets are volatile, to say the least, especially in oil and gas prices. How resilient is quantum data energy's business model to these dynamics?
So one of the benefits of our business model is that it is very insulated against volatility. We've seen that before in 2022 with the Ukraine war, more recently with the Iran conflict, where the conflict creates a significant increase in gas prices, natural gas being our main feedstock at the moment. And although it does create a short-term compression of the spark spread being the differential between the electricity price and the cost of gas, and that being our margin, of course, our operating margin, electricity prices being coupled to gas prices in the UK, that picks up fairly quickly. So our margins are very well protected, very well insulated. So there's no direct impact on our business model. In fact, as we've seen in 2022, it could even be to our benefit.
Well, another question comes up a lot from shareholders, and that's the one around cash warrants. And they want to know, have any further warrants been exercised during the first quarter? And, when do the remaining ones expire?
Yes, so as we recently announced, there's been no further warrant exercises since our last RNS announcement on 3 February 2026. A bulk of the warrants expired early January. The remaining warrants expire on the 11th of July, So the overhang has already been cleared to a large extent, and the remaining overhang will disappear on the 11th of July.
Last question then, Peter, and this one's for anyone watching who's perhaps new to the company and thinking about whether quantum data is worth a closer look. I suppose, what's your pitch? You know, why is it an exciting company for them to be following right now?
We deliver a critical resource to the UK economy, that being to keep the lights on. And that's exciting in the sense that the UK's got one of the highest electricity supply statistics in the world. And I think that's something to be very proud of. But the way that that is achieved is by, you know, people like us doing the right things to keep the lights on. So there's a very big opportunity in that sector in the UK. As renewables keep on increasing, which is great, the intermittency thereof also increases. So if we are end up being reliant on 80% or 90% renewables, which would be great, it means that, you know, if the wind doesn't blow that day, then where's all that power going to come from? And that's where we step in. So we deliver a really a critical resource to the UK economy, and that's very exciting. And there's a very big growth opportunity for us there.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for your time, and looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, Martin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.